The federal government has announced that it'll set up an independent panel to oversee medical transfers of asylum seekers from Nauru and Manus Island. It insists this is not an attempt to head off a defeat on the floor of Parliament next week over the issue, but refugee advocates say the five-person review panel isn't good enough, as it won't have the power to overturn a minister's decision. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has the latest.
When politicians return to Canberra next week, they'll be voting on whether to put doctors in charge of medical evacuations from Manus Island and Nauru. World Vision Australia's Chief Executive Officer Claire Rogers is hopeful it will succeed.
The medical questions are the most important questions. What we've seen over the last at least 6 months, if not 5 years, is long delays while the bureaucracy process their decisions, and that's put lives at risk.
Under the proposal, an asylum seeker would be brought to Australia if any two doctors deemed it necessary. It has the backing of Labor and a large number of the crossbench, including independent MP Karen Phelps.
Now, under the bill that's before Parliament at the moment, the minister then has the right within 24 hours to say, I have national security concerns, this person cannot come. If they say that there is that they disagree medically with the opinion of those two doctors, then it immediately goes to a medical panel for review.
If the bill passes Parliament, it would be the government's first loss in the lower house in decades. Immigration Minister David Coleman says it's bad policy.
To outsource the decision to any two doctors anywhere in Australia who do not have to have even cited the person on Manus or Nauru is absurd.
And in an attempt to ward off an embarrassing loss in Parliament, the government has announced its own plan to set up an independent medical panel. It would review decisions about medical transfers and provide advice to the government about the health of asylum seekers, but it would not be able to overturn ministerial decisions. World Vision Australia's Claire Rogers is sceptical of the proposal.
We have a perfectly adequate bill that has already gone through the Senate that addresses and puts medical practitioners in the primary position.
Speaking to AM Sabra Lane, David Coleman avoided questions about whether the counter-proposal was a last-ditch attempt to save face.
Is this to avoid a parliamentary defeat next week? This is the whole idea of this new panel?
Well, this panel, as I said, it provides an additional layer of assurance.
The government is facing an uphill battle to win over the crossbench. Victorian MP Cathy McGowan is yet to say which way she'll vote, while Karen Phelps is far from convinced.
It's not going to solve the problem because we still have bureaucrats making the medical decisions and then being reviewed by a medical panel.
Under the government's plan, the independent medical transfer panel would consist of five members, including a health expert, nominated by the Australian Medical Association president, Tony Bartone. He's seeking more information.
We've essentially been given the details as reported in the paper this morning, and we await the full briefing as soon as it becomes available.
And he's urging all sides of politics to come to a resolution.
Parliament should come together and solve this. We can't have two versions of an independent panel. What we really need is to have Parliament take the responsibility and come together with a proposal that they all can support.
Labor says the government's announcement is a humiliating backflip, but it is seeking more details on the plan.
Stephanie Boris in Canberra.